Welcome to Today's Senior Living with Cogir Senior Communities on KSRO.
Good afternoon, 1234 here at KSRO. I'm Dale Tresillas here in studio. With me, Steve Sarayan, Executive Director of Cogir in Rohnert Park, and Matt Horstman, Executive Director of Cogir in Sonoma. Welcome to the studio, gentlemen.
Hey, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Good to be here.
Of course. I understand you guys had a busy week last week when it came to disaster preparedness. Tell me a bit about that and just what was on hand.
Yeah, just kind of recircling a couple weeks back when we had a segment on disaster preparedness, we both ended up holding a week long of disaster preparedness with different types of disasters, and it really went off well. We had people from the community as well as, of course, our residents and family. Okay. And the discussions were great, sharing the experiences, going over preparedness, types of things that people can do proactively.
What were the different kind of disasters covered?
Yeah, we started on Mondays with fires. And so that's obviously has been quite prevalent here. Then Tuesday, we covered earthquake preparedness. And Wednesday, we covered floods. And then Thursday, power outages. So as a result of that, which both Matt and I wanted to share, it was such a big hit. What really was focused on with the audience was the go packs, you know, being able to grab your prep packs and if you had to evacuate or things like that. So as a result of that, Matt and I have been working together and we have put together go packs that, you know, we're encouraging seniors in the community to stop on by and pick up your free go pack. And it has a complete list of all the things that, you know, we recommend that are in a bag. Plus there is some, you know, surprise goodies to help kind of start you off on that. But they're really nice. They're free. And, you know, it's part of how we like to support the community. And it really is in concert with that. And both Matt and I are really enjoying, you know, being able to connect with people who are kind of on the periphery of town or things like that, that, you know, want to be engaged in this kind of conversation and know that they also have a safe place, you know, that they can go if there is a disaster.
If somebody isn't able to get a go bag themselves or at least come down to Cogir and pick one up, what are some of the things that that you or Matt as well can answer as to what should probably be in them?
Oh my gosh, it's a long list, but you know the first thing you want to consider is you need to have approximately 3 days of food and water, because that's how long it's going to take for resources to mobilize and be able to start fortifying systems that have been broke. You want to get, you know, the personal hygiene items, the flashlights, compass. It's very helpful to have a wind-up radio so you can get information that way. A small first aid kit. All those types of things. If you think about you camping for 3 days, what kind of stuff are you going to need? You know, from clothes to, you know, hygiene items.
And one of the things that we stress as well, Daniel, excuse me, is copies of documentation. Extremely important, my friend. It's your identification cards, your medical cards. If you have long-term care insurance or anything like that that you would not want to leave behind. We found it to be really successful because one of the things that senior living does for the community, not only our residents, but other people that are in that demographic, is when this time of year especially approaches, that angst, that anxiety that starts to rise as you see all the fires that start to, you know, populate the West Coast and all over, we are able to provide a lot of the back end stuff for them. So, you know, when we talk about logistically setting up things for evacuation or, you know, the fact that our corporation, Cogir, partners with a number of different logistical companies, bus companies, battery companies for generators, these kind of things, to help out if we were to have to either relocate in an evacuation or if we didn't, if we were staying in place, we do have those resources. So peace of mind is a very big thing
Yeah.
When we talk about either moving into a community like ours or actually being there. And it's been great to work with Steve because Steve has a lot of expertise on the back end on this stuff. And so it's really been a great partnership for us, especially being in the area that we're at where we're so prone to fire seasons and earthquakes and power outages.
It's unfortunate that the list seems to be getting longer. But it's very comforting that these things are being addressed by several local departments around us, and especially by Cogir Senior Living as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, thank you.
The other thing with the list, and you're right, it just keeps going. The longer time mm-hmm. you have, the longer the list can be.
Of course.
But, another part of it is, having a good family plan and a communication plan. And moving that to the facilities between Sonoma and Werner Park, actually, during the fires, we did help each other out. And in fact, when they were over in the Sonoma area, the residents there came over to Werner Park. And I found this out later because I wasn't here when that had occurred. But as we were sharing experiences, the residents said, we had a great party with those guys over there. So it really is again, as Matt touched on, being proactive reduces that uncertainty, that stress. You're never going to really be able to have every detail nailed for every emergency because there's so many things that that are variables. But, there's a lot of comfort you can have when you know that you've got these things kind of set aside and easy to grab. And or if you're living in a senior community, knowing that the place you're in has a high activity for, training the staff and being prepped to be mm-hmm. able to respond to any disaster.
Does this preparedness change significantly if you're a senior or taking care of a senior?
That's a great question. I've kind of looked at it that, when we're preparing these grab and go bags, especially we focus a lot on the seniors, but it is something that, people that live in our geographical area or even our demographic as far as age, it's not something that we think about. It's like, I'm just going to push that to the back end because, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But what we have found, and just as Steve was alluding to, in 2017, when we had to evacuate both communities, hearing the stories from the residents that were here during that and their appreciation for the no stone unturned approach from the company in helping to make sure they got from point A to point B, that if you're in assisted living, all of the medical records, everything goes with. So we're able to basically try to do as much business as usual, right? Even though we might be in another community or another county or whatever, So from our end, the grab and go bags help because when we are in a situation that we are having to evacuate, it's very easy for somebody to say, oh my gosh, I forgot this. Oh, wait, this, and this. And we don't necessarily have that time.
So, I say that just walking out of the door every day.
Yeah, me too.
So I imagine in an emergency, it's 10, 20 fold.
100%. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
funny,
true.
I'm not alone.
one of the other things is, and it's kind of interesting you put this as kind of a side thing for your presentations last week, and that was the power outage preparedness mm-hmm. meeting itself. And it seems like we've been getting a lot more, flex alerts lately, and fortunately no PSPS event so far this year, but we do have a flex alert coming up this afternoon. What was covered exactly in the power outage preparedness one?
Yeah, well, the power outage for either Matt or our community here at Cogir is really covered because, as Matt said, we do have pre-designated rolling essentially power plants that can come to our facility and be okay. here within 30 minutes.
Like generators?
So, yeah. They're mobile large generators that wow. can run the whole facility. And we also have, obviously smaller generators that can run portions of the facility and the main functions in the kitchen and the key areas. And we have batteries and lights systems throughout the facility. So we're really covered there, but in the home, you really want to have a generator, would be great. If you don't have a generator or, have trouble getting one or things like that, obviously you're going to need flashlights, candles, solar-powered lights that charge up during the day. And for cooking, you want to consider that. So, you know, a Coleman stove or something like that to help you as well. The power outage piece, unless you have specific medical equipment or things like that,
okay.
Predominantly it's a nighttime thing, and it's mostly visual and or for heat, you know, stuff like that. So you just want to cover that basis.
One of the things I want to interject there too, Steve, about when we talk about when the power outage, one of the things that's really important to have is a manual can opener.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily think about it, but you know, so much. You know, so many of us rely on canned foods, things like that, and we've gotten very techie driven, you know, and so it's, you know, just press the button, does its thing. And we had several residents that had said, you know, absolutely, you got to have a manual can opener. So
yeah.
It's great to involve the residents because they see it from maybe a different perspective than we do. And so a lot of times we're able to kind of collaborate and say, that's a great idea. You know, and as you said, that list may go from 15 or 20 things to now 35 things. So, you know, and we have to also, you know, really stress and emphasize the fact that, you know, we're not looking to have you, you know, have three suitcases full of stuff. You know, your grab and go bag is really kind of a grab and go bag.
Yeah.
For more of the short term.
It can't be, it needs to have the essentials, but it can't be too long.
Exactly.
As well.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And they also have the manual can openers that have the bottle openers too. You need those. Two in one.
I might argue less essential, but it may be very essential to some. But.
Yeah. I love it.
It's 12:45 here at KSRO. I'm here with Steve Ryan and Matt Horstman of Cogir in the Sonoma and in Broner Park. You can, of course, find out more information about them at CogirSeniorLiving.com. We're going to take a quick break, but when we do come back, we're going to just be talking about just a big question. If you are a senior or if you know somebody that is a senior or have a family member, you know, how do you select a potential senior living community if you're looking to downsize?
Sonoma County residents are excited to be footloose and mask-free. We're anxious to dine out, hit tasting rooms and brew pubs. We're continuing projects at home, buying cars and purchasing items for our next trip. Imagine tapping into this summer's unbridled enthusiasm by alerting consumers about your product and services through their smartphones. We can do that. Waterdrop Digital. Just let us know who you want to reach and where. We handle the details. You get the results. Find out how at waterdropdigital.com.
2021 is the year of renewal, reinvigoration, and wonder. Whether you're a Sonoma County resident looking to update your home or new to wine country, Humanity Home and Cabinetry is here to help. The interior design experts at Humanity Home and Cabinetry will help you transform your whole house by focusing on form, function, and the fabulous. They help you dream boldly with professional assistance every step of the way, giving you the tools you need to make smart and stunning investments in your home. Humanity Home and Cabinetry's designers are experts, consummate professionals when it comes to transforming living spaces into luxury spaces, and can do the same for your home. They call it Big City Design with Wine Country Style. In addition to kitchens, bathrooms, and whole house design for every lifestyle, Humanity Home and Cabinetry can also transform your commercial space, restaurant, or tasting room. 799 Piner Road in Santa Rosa, and always online at humanity-home.com.
He pulls up his little chair to the sink in the morning to watch his dad shave. He stands on the seat and stares with eyes wide, anticipating the day he'll have his first whiskers. Now, your dad was a traditionalist at first. Lots of thick shaving cream, couple of nicks, and some new words you couldn't tell Mom. Then one day you heard a hum, almost a purring coming from the bathroom. Dad picked up an electric shaver at Hardesty's. Wow, this thing was cool. It had a trimmer and it cleaned itself. Dad went off to work, Mom headed for the store, and you were home alone, trying out Dad's new shaver. Whether you're young or old or any stage in between, Hardesty's has an electric shaver for you, as a gift, for graduation, or just for a closer shave. And remember, Hardesty's has been repairing shavers since 1924. Hardesty's Homewares. There's no place like home. There's no place like Hardesty's. Hardesty's Homewares. Open Monday through Saturday in Farmers Lane Plaza at the corner of Farmers Lane and Bennett Valley Road. in Santa Rosa.
Nestled in wine country, the beautiful senior community, Cogir of Rohnert Park in Sonoma. Resort-inspired amenities and a friendly staff give personalized attention to make residents' lives enriching. Every home with kitchen, stainless steel appliances, well-lit living rooms and cozy bedrooms, and a professional team happy to help with housekeeping. Cogir's nutritionist-approved meals served in a lovely restaurant-style dining room. Schedule a virtual or in-person tour. For those near and dear, it's Cogir. Search online, Cogir, C-O-G-I-R, of Rohnert Park or Sonoma.
Welcome to Today's Senior Living with Cogir Senior Communities on KSRO.
1249 here at KSRO. Welcome back. I'm Dale Tresillos, and with me is Steve Sarayan, Executive Director of Cogir and Rohnert Park, and Matt Horstman is equal and counterpart at Cogir of Sonoma. Welcome back with us. We just got done talking about disaster preparedness, and it's just very comforting to hear that Cogir is just very much aware of that and is very much adopted to that. And I got to imagine when someone is looking for a senior living facility or community in that point, that question gets brought up enough, especially around the North Bay.
Yeah, you know, it's very true, Dan. Being not from this area here up until a few months ago, I was really shocked and surprised at how many seniors were coming in because they did not want to be living in the fire zones. And with the fires that, you know, had been kicked off recently, it's really very much on the mind. And in talking with Michelle and other people here, I've never seen it so poignant. And of course, you know, given that everyone here is affected, but the residents here, unlike other areas that don't have this level of disaster preparedness, it's very different. The residents are very involved. They want to know more than just that, okay, we got it handled. They want to be involved in it and be a part of that, and as well as the families. So it is a key piece, and it's something that, you know, between Matt and I here, between these two communities, you know, we plan to keep really on the top of the talking points year-round, because it's important to continue to train and keep that on your mind. And even once we get out of fire season, if that is ever ends, I don't know
if there's anyone
but
anymore.
But you know, there's always earthquakes and other things, which,
and if the rains ever come back, there'll be floods too.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yes, it will. Yeah. So I think, you know, that's just going to be on the top of our agenda, you know, for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Certainly.
And it is something to think about, Daniel, going back to your question initially about what are some of the factors when somebody is looking in that looking process for, I'm all alone. Fire season's happening. I have some friends that maybe live in communities. They've talked about what they do, all the things that are offered, you know. So when we talk about that, and one thing that I really like to when I talk to prospective residents or family members is it's better to need it and not have it than to have it and not need it. Did I say that right?
I think I did.
You know, and so, you know, when you start checking off what's really important to people, some people, maybe the quality of the food doesn't matter, you know, or maybe they're not really activity driven. So when you're looking at searching for a community, a couple things. Number one, it is good to look at the websites, but really, you got to do the smell test. You got to do the eye test.
And you got to visit.
Absolutely, you do, because it's like buying a car. I mean, you know, I want to make sure that this car is right for me and this. And it's the same thing with this, you know. But when you tie everything into disaster preparedness, and it works on all levels, it works with the residents because they have the peace of mind. But equally as important, it's the family members. That they know mom or dad, grandma or grandpa are in a community that trains, that knows what to do, so that they're able to also have that peace of mind when they lay their head down on the pillow every night. They know that their loved one is safe.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all about confidence. It's all about when you can, taking all those things and seeding them so people do feel confident and prepared.
Mm-hmm. Putting those aside, though, it can still be, you know, a difficult decision just to make for families or for seniors as well to want to move to a senior community. I mean,
yeah,
if I was somebody that was in that that predicament, yeah. I myself or know somebody, why should it you know be considered?
Yeah. Well, I think you know, and you're right. It is a huge decision, and you know, really is all about quality of life. So I continue to put out there that don't wait on this stuff. You know, yeah. when you don't need it, or even if you do, you know, use that time wisely. And as Matt had said, every single place is different. It has different energy. It has different amenities, different layouts, different types of people. And so, you know, in looking for a place, the first thing, there's a couple of main things. One is geography. You want to try to start where, you know, the geography works for you and your family, and it's easy for people to visit and not having to go, you know, three towns over. The second is really the amenities and the way that it feels when you walk in the door. You know, there's a thing that we really focus on, and it's, you know, curb appeal. And you know, really, within the first few minutes walking into a place, whether you feel comfortable or whether it doesn't feel comfortable. And one of the key things there too, because just statistically, the oldest daughter is the one that typically kind of leads the hunt on these things. And so, you know, for the oldest daughters out there, you know, keep in mind what your parents really would like, not necessarily what you would like, because there's a lot of providers out there that kind of put things in place to really, you know, be attractive.
Is it primarily, just kind of going into that, is it primarily family that is that does more research on senior living communities, or is it seniors themselves?
I think in this area, and Matt, you can comment too, but I think with the senior independent, I think it's probably almost a 50-50. I think the local seniors here that know of the properties or may have friends in it, they kind of do their own research, and that's good. But there's also a large number of, on the other 50%, you have families, daughters, sons, that want mom or dad to be closer to them. And so they'll do the initial hunt and then narrow it down and typically bring mom and dad up for, you know, a visit and kind of show them what they've kind of come up with. What do you think, Mike?
I agree with everything Steve just said. And one of the great things, or one of the things that we really are big proponents of, when somebody comes in to visit our community, talk to existing residents. Mm-hmm. Hey, how do you like it here? How's the food? This, and this. Because ultimately, the people that live there, that are there every day, that ends in a Y, mm-hmm. that eat every meal, that participate in the activities, that understand how the nuts and bolts of what we do works, that's really where you're going to get a lot of that information. You know, I'm so extremely thankful to have our residents in Sonoma, and I'm sure Steve can say the same thing about his in Roanoke Park. We take pride in our building. We take pride in creating a place that people want to visit, people want to work, and most importantly, people want to live.
Okay. Yeah, and the other thing I'd say too is that Matt and I are very fortunate with Cogir, which is they're really a good company. They let Matt and I do what we need to do for the residents. We're not micromanaged. We have a lot of support. And, you know, that's another thing when you're looking at a property. You want to make sure that they really are, there is the autonomy at the local level, because there are some national companies and things like that, or, you know, that just really don't. They kind of got to go off the game plan. We have a really good structure. It's very supportive. Matt and I do as much as we can together, because we think that makes sense, and putting in good ideas and putting in new programs. But we're very fortunate. Not a lot of people in Matt and I's position have that kind of latitude to just snap, take care of what we need to for the residents like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Jennifer, your couple's experience. How much is the actual interaction with other seniors? You know, just among residents themselves, how important is that into them making a decision or into their just quality of life?
So, yeah, I'll take this one real quick, Steve. One of the most important things as we get older is that our social circle begins to get smaller, right? Maybe we can't drive anymore, or if, you know, I live in a single family home and my family is away, and you know, my friends as we get older, you know, as I said, that circle gets smaller. I think of it, you know, we've got 150 residents between the ages of 65 and 105, okay? And in a lot of ways, you know, they take what they, you know, what they experienced before, and then it's a whole new experience, because most of them, they move in having never lived in a community, so there's some apprehension there. But it's amazing to me how often our residents that have been there and understand their situation, mm-hmm, will kind of take the lead and become almost an ambassador to them. It really makes a big difference, because we've all been that new kid on the block, and that's where the collaboration between the team, the existing residents, family members, all of us, we work together to create that environment where people really, really thrive.
Yeah, and that is a great point, because the existing residents, and especially in this area, mm-hmm, I mean, Roanoke Park's the friendly city, but it is just amazing to me. They reach out the arm. In a New York minute, you're going to feel like, you know, moving in there, that you have a lot of friends, support, various interests. You know, they're very intelligent, mostly very active seniors, mm-hmm, you know, going out on wine tours every week and all kinds of different things. So, mm-hmm, the socialization is the most important, followed secondarily by the food. And we both have really good culinary teams. But with the food, as you can imagine, when you're by yourself, you know, who wants to cook? You know, going to the store is a hassle. And it's too easy to just go, well, I'll have some cheese and crackers for dinner. Well, if you're not eating properly or well-balanced meals as a senior, that can affect medications, that can affect a whole host of things. So yeah, between socialization and you know, proper diet and foods, you know, you're really helping yourself have a better quality of life, you know, as you move forward. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, for both being here with me. I'm Daniel Tresillos. This is an Ask the Expert. Steve Sarayan and Matt Horstman of Cogir. You can find out more at CogirSeniorLiving.com.
Nice.
You've been listening to Today's Senior Living with Cogir Senior Communities on KSRO.